Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
riding in a helicopter or eating oysters.
Or both.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's bougie.
Eating oysters in a helicopter.
While I'm sipping on champagne.
And listening to the podcast at the same time. Wow.
That would just be the top of the cherry.
It really
the cherry
would.
On top.
The top of the cherry. That would be the stalk, wouldn't it? That's so boring.
I said the same. Sorry.
That'd be the stalk of the cherry. Yeah, no, good one.
We all know that's the best bit.
You'll hear it very, really exciting, Nathan and I. We don't really get surprised. We never got. We're always onto things.
Yeah.
But yesterday we were surprised with a helicopter tour of Tassie. Blew us away, didn't it?
Oh, insane. Greg Ross, who you were here on the show, he was unreal, wasn't he?
From Tasmanian Air Tours. He was great.
He was, I've been in a helicopter, I think, once before, potentially.
I've been in a helicopter many times.
I actually got a helicopter to my helicopter. but this, first time I've done it in Tasmania.
Yeah.
Amazing. Incredible.
No, it was so much fun. One of my favourite moments was we're up there, Nathan and I are in the back seat, Grace, and he's in the front seat, and you get these little headsets with intercoms, and Nathan and I can talk to each other, but the captain can hear everything as well.
Mm.
And he's in the front, he's like, it's like I got the show in the
show. It is a live show.
It's just live.
Yeah, we had to teach ourselves to stop talking when he's like radioing into the air tower.
Yeah, because they radio to the tower when he's around the airport to figure out what height they can fly at.
Yeah.
So when they're further enough away from the airport, he said you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But when you're around the airport, you have to tell them where you're flying to and at what altitude.
But
it's actually really interesting.
We had to learn that at the start because we're just talking crap.
Yeah, well,
the
whole spend enough time with you. I know that you're talking crap. Yeah.
and then he's got, that's like radio tower, blah, 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 not above 2,500 feet. And we're like, oh my God, Jim, look at that.
There was a lot of...
He must be used to that, though. He was pretty good, wasn't he?
No, it was so much fun. And also, we chatted on the show about going to Brilla Bay Oysters, people either love or hate oysters. I think you're in one sort of camp or the other.
It turns out every single person in Hobart has a story related to Brilla Bay Oysters as well.
We're going to take producer Grace out there because you
be
haven't
great.
Been, have you?
No, I haven't actually.
No. I'll
I don't
take
think
you.
I have. Yeah, that'd be nice.
They have a restaurant upstairs as well, apparently is phenomenal. So we could have
Team
dinner.
Oysters. Yeah.
Well,
Nate can eat some chippies on the side.
Chippies and they have pies. As long as it's not an oyster pie. I didn't ask that.
No, they were. I did have a look. One of them was beef, one of them was chicken.
Yeah, great. I'll have a pie.
We'll go to the oyster place and you can get chips and pie.
I have a pie, yeah.
And we'll have oysters and champagne.
It's like having a wine at a brewery. That's
that's like having a water at a brewery. You can't say that.
Yeah.
You have to beep that out, Chris.
Why do you have to beep that out?
It's fine.
I'm on the... But now that it's beeped out, people are like, what did they say?
Yeah, you're so right.
Was it naughtier than...
Yeah, beep both. Be like, it's like getting a beep at a beep.
Yeah.
Just beep it all
beep this out.
What?
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe you said that, Nathan.
Yeah, no, wow. What did I say?
Jimmy!
And leave that in.
Nate, you and I have been out exploring our backyard, experiencing our off-season here in Tassie, and absolutely loved it. Loved every minute of it. Looks like it may be coming to an end. Yesterday we went out to Richmond and sort of some surrounding areas. We've been to St. Helens, we've been to Stanley, you know, Norfolk. The list goes on and
on. Beautiful parts of the world.
Look, fingers crossed, we're going to try and keep it going. We want to keep exploring, we want to keep seeing things, doing things. So if you have a suggestion of anything, it doesn't have to be in a location, maybe just anywhere in Tasmania, here in Hobart, slide in the DMs.
Oh, cool. 13 10 60. You know what I mean? Just call anytime, message anytime, whatever.
But yesterday, we did go out. We started in Richmond, did what everyone does, and went to the bridge.
It's a classic, mate. It's a classic.
Can I say that everyone,
oldest bridge in Australia.
Everyone goes feed the ducks. Mm. There's more seagulls there than ducks.
Yeah, there was like four ducks.
Yeah, I saw like 50 seagulls.
I mean, we did scare away the ducks.
I tried seagulls did not run away when I tried to scare them.
Yeah, because they're used to it.
Yeah.
Because no one likes seagulls. We're always trying to shoo them. Ducks were like, oh, that's so cute.
And they ran away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit unfortunate. And then we did, you know, the other stuff. Went to the Christmas store.
Yep.
Went to the lolly shop.
Yeah, sweets and treats.
That was my first time at the lolly shop.
Come on, you've never been to sweets and treats.
Well, you know, I don't have a sweet tooth.
No, you're so right.
But I was very impressed. They had probably...
So many sweets and treats.
Yeah, it does what it says.
Yeah. Lots of fudge. Heaps of fudge.
Lots of... Just so everything. Fudge. Lollies that I hadn't seen in years. Yeah, just such a selection.
There's a gobstopper. They have gobstoppers there like a tennis ball.
Don't get emotional, mate.
Yeah, no, I'm still stuck in my throat.
You did give it a nudge.
It's still there.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I'd got through it. That's all I was going to say.
Gobstopper.
It's the size of a tennis ball.
And then, look, very exciting. We tried some oysters at Barilla Bay.
Oh, yeah, Barilla.
Which is amazing. I do love me oysters.
I think it's Barilla.
Yes. Barilla. Forgot we went over there yesterday. Barilla. I think it's
Barilla.
And we had some oysters. And then we were surprised. I just want everyone to know, there's a few comments, because I put up a post on my personal Instagram as well, and a lot of comments from people just saying we've lost touch with the everyday man, the common man, because we had a helicopter ride yesterday to a winery, and we were hand-delivered champagne on arrival.
People are messaging us that, are they?
People are messaging us that, and also listeners of the show, which I love you guys, are commenting on my personal Instagram. People I don't know personally just going, Jimmy, what are you doing, mate?
We've just hired somebody to look after the socials.
But we were surprised. It wasn't something that Nathan O'Brien planned. And yes, it was very. They reached out to producer Grace, I think, last week. And the team put that together, which was really nice yesterday. Yeah. But look, as I said earlier, if you get all the stuff's on our Instagram. Everything we've done is on there.
Yeah.
So go check it out. But as Nate said, if you have a suggestion, if you own a business or you own a place.
Always let us know.
Yeah, we'd love to come see it. We'd love to share it on our socials as well, because we love, at the moment, especially, look around the world and especially on the mainland with COVID and stuff. We've got to get out. We've got to support local and, help each other out. So if there's something we can do or something we can get involved with, always reach out at Jimmy and Nathan 13 10 60. It's your
birthday,
so you're
about to get a birthday shout out. Birthday shout outs, Jim.
Yes, you don't go to hit.com.au, or you can just message producer Grace at GraceGuard, DM her.
Yeah.
Just saves a little time.
Just slide in there, mate. Just go straight to the source.
Or if you have any requests for the show, she is the producer.
Yeah, she's the EP, mate.
Stop messaging Nathan.
Just go to at GraceGuard. Anything you want.
Anything.
Anything you want.
Anything.
Yeah.
Today we have Ashley. Happy birthday. By the way, Grace is next to us. She isn't saying no to that. You're not saying no to that.
You haven't said no.
Look, I might not read your message, but go for it.
See? What a sassy executive producer. I might not read your message.
Yeah. Well, I mean, depends on what. If it is a genuine request for the show, then absolutely go for it at Grace Guard. Well, but if it's something else, then
define genuine
request.
Cooked
messages.
What's a genuine request?
Oh, genuine questions like, hey, I reckon it'd be really cool if the boys did this. I'd be like, no, you're so right.
What's a non-genuine request?
Well, I can't repeat those.
You are getting them already, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember the wedge you got? Yep. Let's give a shout out to Ashley.
I still reckon genuine request, but anyway.
Yeah, I think we do it. Ashley, happy birthday, Ashley.
Good on you, Ash.
We hope you have a great day. We love you and we miss you.
Oh, where's Ashley?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's from Jet and Bernie.
What a name, Bernie.
Bernie.
He used to live next door to a Bernie.
One of my dad's friends is Bernie.
Bernie.
Bernie Morris.
Bernie Morris.
Yeah.
Bernie Morris. My old man, he's got a friend. For every dad has a mate called Bernie. Bernie.
Yeah. Short for Bernard.
Yeah, sorry.
Huh?
Short for Bernard.
Can you look at me and talk to me, mate? Yeah, don't
but she's there
Grace.
Doing the...
Stop distracting him.
Shaking her head like
I've
a bulldog.
I've still got another birthday shout out to get to. So we've got Ashley first.
Yeah, good on you, Ashley.
Then we've got Emily Matchin.
Emily Matchin.
Emily. Em turns 15 today.
Oh.
We hope you have a wonderful day, Emily. We're so proud of you and we love you lots.
Love that. Good on you, Em.
And that's from Mum, Chloe, Louie, Jeffrey, and Bernie.
You're kidding.
I am.
Double Bernies.
Happy birthday to Ash and happy birthday to Em. We hope you both have a lovely day.
Jim, please welcome from Tasmanian Air Tours. He surprised us yesterday when we were experiencing Tassie's off-season out in Richmond, Mr. Greg Ross. Greg, welcome.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have you finally come down from the sky yet?
No, you haven't let us out yet, Greg. We're still up here. You left us up here.
Yeah, you knew, Greg. You tried to kick us out yesterday, and we were holding on pretty tight. I didn't want to get out of that helicopter.
Well, I think it was the quietest you boys have been. That's the problem. I can never understand what people's reactions are. They're quiet the whole time until they get to the other end.
Yeah, it's because we met something louder than us, a propeller.
It's not very often we're lost for words, but yesterday, geez, Greg, you'd know this, you've been doing this for a long time, but it is very special when you're up there and that view, it's pretty hard to beat.
Oh, definitely, and that's the thing. I mean, we're so lucky in the area that we fly around, having Hobart City so close, the Tasman Peninsula, and as you saw, the collaborations that we do with many vineyards in the area. We are very lucky, and the time of year that you saw it, nice and green, but it doesn't matter what time of year we're flying around here. It's breathtaking. It's one of the best cities to fly around.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, I mean, let's talk about the places you can take that chopper. I mean, you do scenic flights and tours, Tasmania's wilderness areas, air transfers. What kind of places can you take people to?
The good thing with the helicopter and our business is basically if the area is open enough. So we collaborate with a lot of companies down Tasman Peninsula. We head down to McHenry's Distillery along the coastline, Bangor Vineyards, and as you saw, Frogmore Creek yesterday, Pooley's Winery up at the Derwent Valley, up to Pump House Point, even the East Coast Sapphire, Friendly Beaches. It's a unique experience that we can do, and that's where, as you gentlemen saw yesterday, we're the luxury Uber drivers of the sky. it gets you to enjoy those whiskies and those tastings that then you don't need to worry about who's going to be the driver, the designated driver.
Yeah, the other thing was, so yesterday we drove out to Richmond and we did what everyone does. You know, you see the bridge, you feed the ducks.
Yeah, you do the lolly shop, you do the Christmas shop.
Yeah. And then we went back and we basically did the same sort of drive, but this time we're in a helicopter. It's a lot quicker, Greggy, to go find a helicopter than drive. You must get, pretty happy sometimes. You look down and see the traffic on the Brooker and go, well, sorry, we're beating that.
Oh, definitely. And that's a fantastic part of it. It's, you look at, as we said, down towards Tasman, I mean, you're looking hour and a half each way. We're there within 15, 20 minutes. So it is nice to cut people's trips down, especially even as the interstaters will start to return, even family and friends, when they come down. Why spend 5 hours on the road when we can do a day's worth?
Greg, do you even own a road chopper, otherwise known as a car?
Honestly, my wife knows I'm safer in the air.
Well, I think one of the most unique things was, Greg, you spent a bit of time flying helicopters on the mainland. All over Australia you've been flying, which an incredible amount of hours flying helicopters. But I believe your kids, once upon a time, that's how they got to school. And then when you put them in a car, they were freaking out because they've never been spent that much time on a highway before, but they're so comfortable in the air.
That's correct. Yeah, we've been very, very lucky. We moved from one island up in the Winchester days to another magnificent island. And yes, the kids used to get around in a buggy and basically go do the grocery shoppings in a helicopter. And the only time, they got to go over sort of 20 kilometres an hour on with your bottom near the ground was on the freeway. And yeah, their eyes would light up thinking, why is this going so fast?
Now, I'd encourage everyone to go to Instagram at Jimmy Nath. You can see all the footage from yesterday. It was so special and so much fun. And I mean, Greg, you probably agree that it would be good for anyone. But my mind couldn't get past, especially yesterday when we landed at Frogmore. This is like the ultimate date package. Or like if you're a bloke and you listen to the show, trust me, you want to book this for your significant other because you would get the most amount of brownie points. Correct, Greg?
Oh, definitely. And look, taking two blokes in like yesterday was fantastic as well. But we do, birthdays, engagements. I mean, that's the fantastic part of it. Ladies' Day out. I mean, it's that rock star arrival that we keep on, the cliche that we keep on saying, but people are surprised how close we can get to the front or the back door of Frogmore Creek and other locations.
Oh, it's absolutely
spectacular. It's probably like, what, eight steps for us to get inside after we go out of the copper?
Yeah, after your champagne, probably about 12.
That's because Nathan and I polished off a couple of bottles before.
That's why we didn't drive. We had to get our Uber.
We got our air Uber.
Greg, mate, thank you so much for joining us. Tasmanian Air Tours. Jump online, have a look at them, check them out, book something today. Perfect way to experience Tassie's off-season. Greg Ross, mate, we were so stoked with the surprise yesterday.
Thanks for getting in contact. I know you got in contact with Grace and organised it, mate. We really appreciate it.
No, I'm glad we did, and thanks for coming along, and I definitely appreciate those 5 stars you gave us.
Didn't tell you what it was out of, though, Greg, did we?
No, you didn't.
Well, 5 out of 5.
Oh, you told him. Good on you, Greg. Jim, I want to ask the question now. 13-10-60, how did you break the bed? How did you break the bed? Because organisers at the Tokyo Olympics, in a bid to ensure athletes don't have sex and to help with the spread of COVID, help stop the spread of COVID. To help with the stop.
Guys, just wear a condom. COVID. Don't wear a mask. We're all going to do our bit.
They have created anti-bonk beds. You've heard of bunk beds. Well, these are anti-bonk beds. You're welcome. I came up with that. That wasn't them.
well done, mate. That was me.
The single beds, they are made out of cardboard and can only support up to 200 kilograms, I'd be in trouble, of weight, or they will collapse. So they'll also break if they're jumped on and from any sudden movements. They will simply just collapse.
Did you say 100 kilos?
200.
Okay.
200 kgs. Yeah. No.
Well, I mean, if two people are on it.
Well, yeah. Just depends what they're up to, the Olympic athletes. You know what I mean?
If you do, it is
and
on
how
our
big the athletes are.
It is on our Instagram story if you do want to see the cardboard. Mm. What are they, bonk? Non-bonk?
Anti-bonk beds.
Anti-bonk beds.
Yeah,
if you want to see them, they're on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nathan.
You can go and check them out. But that's right. I mean, I just looked at that. Then 200 kilos, I mean, depends what kind of athletes we're trying to prevent from bonking. You know what I mean? Because if you've got, like, gymnasts or divers, they're normally quite slighter.
Can I just say...
You can fit four of them.
So if this is their plan to put cardboard beds down so the athletes don't bonk, you're telling me that the fittest, strongest, flexible people in the entire world can't figure it out if they can't lay in a bed.
No, nah, they can't.
No other positions they could try.
Nothing else they could do. Nowhere else they could go.
No, what,
the shower collapsed?
Can't stand up and hold you against the wall. Producer Grace, I can't say that in the show?
No.
Okay.
Grace wrote that on a bit of paper and held it up.
She passed
I
it to
not.
Me.
You did. You can't. Don't
Isn't
pass
that
notes.
True? They're fit, flexible.
No, it is true. It is true.
I'm sure they could figure it out. They're smart. They're
I
creative.
I didn't need you to describe it, so. You just didn't need to describe it.
But to describe it that vividly.
No. But also, 200 kilograms, that's a lot of weight. That is a lot of weight.
I mean,
unless you're a shot putter and you're taking your shot puts on the bed with you.
No, right. You're right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a huge amount of weight. But it's from other things, too. So sudden movements, apparently.
I get it. I think they can figure it out and do it elsewhere.
Oh, it just depends how excited they are. You know what I mean? Imagine coming
off the
back.
Olympics. You're pretty excited.
Exactly. That's what I mean. You know what I mean? Maybe you throw all your inhibitions out the window. You come home with a gold medal.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't if I
you
was...
leave with a... No.
No. I'm saying if I was excited... Yeah, I get it. Stop, Nath. If I was excited, I'm not using the bed. You know what I mean? Because you just want to...
On the track?
Yes, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Producer Grace?
Yes.
On the dais? Well, you're up there.
No. Somewhere between dais and bed. There's a whole range of
there's
places.
There's so many other things. So what you're saying is this isn't good enough.
No,
if
I'm
they
saying...
really want to ban it,
you
put somebody in the room and stop them.
No, well, you're right.
Apparently the cardboard is not for anti-bonking. It's actually for environmental reasons. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yes.
I don't reckon. I don't reckon.
No.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because you can break a normal wooden steel frame bed doing the thing.
I've broken more beds jumping on them. You know what I mean? When you're so excited to get into bed and you just leave the ground. Imagine the high jumpers. One of them sticks their hand out. Quick, Barry, jump over this. Ooh, bang, broken bed. That's what they're stopping too. It's the high jumpers.
Frosty flopping up the
beds. That's who they're going
after. You don't need to worry about it. You don't need to worry about long jumpers. Yeah. They're just over the bed completely. Bang, straight to the wall.
The triple jumpers don't have enough rooms.
Pole vaulters can't get their pole in there.
No, that's what they're trying to stop. God, we're on today, guys. Righto, 13 10 60. How did you break the bed? How did you break the bed? Now, there are a myriad of ways to break a bed. Not just with the, you know. But
we're
if
not allowed
it was
to talk
that,
about it, apparently. Grace is...
Can allude to it.
Yeah, but if that's how you did break the bed, 13, 10, 60, you can call for that. But if there are other ways, maybe you jumped on it, maybe you were doing... I used to do some wrestling, you know, wrestling moves on the bed with the boys.
I broke a bed when I was moving houses once.
There you go.
Dropped it down the stairs.
So many different ways to break a bed. Still looking for people in Hobart who've broken their bed before for any reason. 13, 10, 60. We've got movie tickets up for grabs. Jump on the phones, give us a call if you have broken your bed before.
Yeah. We're chatting about this because the Olympics.
Tokyo Olympics organisers, they have created beds that I'm calling anti-bonk beds. You've heard of bunk beds. These are anti-bonk beds to stop athletes having sex, doing the deed in the Olympic Village. And it's to help stop the spread of COVID, apparently.
Yeah.
And they break very easily. Can hold 200 kgs.
Look, I thought it'd also be a good opportunity for the show to come clean. I mean, we could start with Producer Grace, because I think you broke your bed recently. Your mic's not on.
No, it's fine.
Well, she didn't want to tell that story.
No, that was a story not for the show.
Okay, no, it's fine. Thanks.
But yes, there was a bed broken recently.
You got cardboard bed in there?
No, it's
borrow
steel
one of
bed.
Those Tokyo ones. Oh, steel bed. Jeez, it was. What were you doing?
I also want to take this opportunity to confess, if you, Producer Grace, can leave the studio, there's some phones out there. But this just involves...
people who are involved on the weekend.
This just involves you and I, Nath. I need to come clean to you.
Oh, when you and I broke the bed. Yeah. That was a big night.
No,
wasn't
we can
it?
Go to the phones first if you like. Then we can come back and I can.
Oh, you can go. You can go.
No, so Nathan and I, we used to live together for a very long time. And recently, you moved in with your partner, Meg, and I am now living on my own.
Yeah.
And in that process, where you're living, where I'm living in a very small one bedroom apartment.
Yes.
Yeah. And I own a king bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't fit in my new apartment.
No, we had to swap.
So we swapped beds. Mm. So the bed that I own, the king bed, is in Nate's house, and you and your partner, Meg, sleep on that bed.
Mm-hmm.
The bed that you own, which is a little double, I think it's a double.
No. Queen? It's a queen.
Queen bed. That's in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be honest with you and tell you live on the show that I have broken your bed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Broken my bed.
Yes.
Friend. Well, you're not getting yours back anyway, so.
me and a friend were just, you know, just having a time, and I've broken one of the there's like these poles, these steel poles underneath. I've broken the
one steel poles underneath.
Yeah, the one that runs down
what
the middle.
What were you doing?
I don't know if that's perfect for sure, but I'm sorry, and I need to get that fixed. The one close.
What's
to the
your
headboard.
Bed now? Anyway, I'm keeping.
No,
that.
I need the king bed back. It's much more expensive.
Well, I've broken that one too much. Tara from Pontville. Tara, how'd you break the bed?
We've had four broken in our house.
Oh, did you say four broken beds?
Busy household, Tara.
Fun household. How did you break them, Tara?
One was a steel frame, one was a timber frame, and the kids have broken two timber frames.
So you broke a steel frame too?
Yeah.
Was Jimmy over?
No, absolutely not. My hubby definitely was.
So, it's not okay. Me. It's not me.
It wasn't Tara.
So Tara, okay, let's go with the steel frame one because notoriously
been
difficult
there.
To break.
Yeah, it is. You really got to go.
How did it break, Tara?
Well, you know, it's the side bit of steel that's on the edge of the bed. It just bent and collapsed.
Yeah, if it, that's
Tara,
the thing,
you're not answering the question.
It bends, Tara, and then eventually because it's bending and then it snaps. That's what happens.
Well, yeah, it bent really, really badly, and just the whole bed went tilt.
I've been there. I dumb. Understand.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I've got three kids. There's a way they got created.
Luckily,
I... on the Batista bomb. Donna from Moona. We don't have time. Sorry, Donna. Alpha Bucks Millionaire. Oh, yes. $1 million. Guaranteed. If you want to be a part of it, you've got to download the Listener app. You've got to fill in the entry form after you find Hit 100.9, and we could be giving you a call. You play, you win $1,000, and then you go into Million Dollar Day, and you could be winning $1 million guaranteed with Carrie and Tommy.
Huge.
It's massive. It is absolutely massive. And this morning playing, somebody who has downloaded the Listener app, that is Listener without an E, filled in the entry form, Kyle from New Norfolk. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
How you going, boys?
Mate, we're going right. $1 million come in pretty handy, you reckon, Kyle?
Yeah, I reckon it would, mate.
Yeah.
Kyle, we know what you'd spend the million on, but we can't say it, can we? Because it's a bit of a secret.
Yeah, a bit of a secret.
No, I like that. I like that.
Look, I can't tell you, Hobart, but what I really back Kyle in here because he would spend it on something that it's pretty good, pretty special, pretty big. But we can't say.
Massive.
It's a secret.
Massive.
It's a secret.
Aside from that thing, Kyle, is there anything else that you'd spend $1 million on?
Probably buy a new house and maybe investment properties.
Oh, clever.
Smart man.
Have you got a property at the moment, Kyle?
No, I don't actually. I'm only renting at the moment.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Kyle, can I ask you, how easy, because Nathan and I can't fill it out, but how easy was it to download that app and fill out the form?
Actually, it took me about 30 seconds, so it's pretty easy.
So it is super easy.
Yeah, very easy. Yeah,
30 seconds. If you're listening, because I know some people are upset they can't call anymore. So if you are listening, Kyle just said it, guys.
Yeah,
30 seconds.
It's as quick as the game. Yeah. AlphaBucks itself takes 30 seconds. Filling in the form takes 30 seconds. Really, for a minute's work, I mean, you've got to play AlphaBucks again if you do win. So for a minute 30, you could win $1 million guaranteed, which is huge. All right, Kyle, let's play this morning. Today, your letter is W, as in W for water. Your 30 second starts into the first topic I'll give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Kyle, are you ready to play?
Yep.
All right, Kyle, beginning with W. Name something you eat.
Watermelon.
A boy's name.
William.
An insect.
Wattle grub.
A musical group.
Wanderers.
A video game.
Walking Dead.
A magazine.
Shit. Pass.
A drink.
Water.
Eminem song.
Oh, shit. Pass.
Something in the kitchen.
Water.
It's true. Water's in the kitchen. But water's also a drink. Yeah. We can't do the same answer twice.
Same answer twice, we can't accept.
Oh, I mean, I didn't know that.
No, sorry, Kyle.
We need to keep saying that. Tell people.
Keep saying it, obviously. Yeah.
But, Kyle, that wasn't the thing that stopped you from getting 1,000.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, there's a few answers I could question, but you also didn't get all 10.
Yeah, no, no. 6 out of 10 won't do it anyway, Kyle. Yeah. So.
I mean, I'd love to give it to you, but
yeah. Look, Kyle, unfortunately, we can't give you the $1,000. But thank you very much for registering. We do have $50 to spend at Deadly Sisu Boutique, the home of vintage, new, and Tassie made in the heart of Sorrel. Kyle, thank you so much for playing, though. Good on you, mate.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
It's Tommy Tuesdays. He's from The Briefing. How wonderful life is when Tom's on the show.
Tommy Tilly!
How are you, boys? You back from your nudie run?
We're never back, mate.
just work on the assumption, Tom, that we're constantly nude doing something. That's the gimmick. That's the gimmick.
How was the trip?
Oh, mate, it was phenomenal. We don't want it to stop. We've honestly had so much fun.
We went to a place called Richmond, Tommy, just outside of Hobart, yesterday, which is awesome. And we went in a helicopter.
What?
Nude.
What'd you do? Did
nude.
You jump out of it?
Nude.
Oh, fantastic. Of course. We assume that you're nude, right?
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what we did, Tommy. We lost touch with the everyday man, the common man. Because now,
isn't that a nice feeling?
It is. Yeah. You would know. Yeah. But now we're on Tommy Tilly level. We just helicopter everywhere from now on.
Yeah.
I do feel bad, though, Tom, because Nathan and I was like, we're living it up, touring around Tassie. Tassie's got so much to offer. And then here you are back in New South Wales, still locked down and extending and...
Yeah, but I can't hate you guys. It's just not possible. You guys are just, it's infectious fun. We love it, and we're living vicariously through you. So you people in Hobart, live it up as you know while you can. Yeah. It is like boring as hell here in Sydney. Melbourne's probably going to get extended again today. We're going to find out how long for. So just enjoy that fresh air. Get that skin out. Feel the cold. You know, get down to your beach. Try not to offend anyone.
Too late.
Yeah,
we can feel sorry for Tommy. You can't. When you get in your helicopter, you can just go straight up and straight back down again, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I wanted to go heli skiing in New Zealand. That's what I would have been doing last Monday. So just feel for me that I wasn't able to do that. It is a slightly first world problem.
Yeah, look, I'm sure this will all be covered in your memoir, Speaking in Tongues, out in September. Go get it, guys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm just working on that at the moment. Dave, we actually pushed it back. There was just so much juicy stuff. It's coming out in March, April next year. But I'm just putting the finishing touches on some of the childhood years. You know, the perspective from five-year-old little Tom growing up in Dubbo, buying his first radio, listening to the hits of the 80s come out, wondering what life would be, wondering if I'd ever get to talk to celebrities like Jimmy and Nath. And look, here I am. Dreams come true.
Oh, mate, you've made it, haven't you? You really ticked all the boxes. What's on the briefing today, Tommy?
We've got this really interesting story on this UFO report. So it's, you know, often something of a more sort of conspiratorial sort of bent, particularly from America. But the US Director of Intelligence released a report into their investigations on 144 unidentified aerial phenomenon, they call them. So they give them a slightly different name, UAP, probably just to distance a little bit from some of the more crazy stuff that comes out. So this is it's a 9-page report. So people are actually being a bit critical that it didn't reveal enough. There's a redacted annex in the report, which apparently contains a little bit more juicy stuff. But a lot of people saw this as vindication, that, you know, an agency as serious as the intelligence agencies in the US would actually do a report on this, and they felt vindicated after sightings for decades.
Right.
What do you think, Tommy? Do you believe that there's something else out there?
Well, I believe that there may well be something else out there, because there's all these, you know, galaxies and planets we don't even know about, and the life could be various forms. It could even be as small as bacteria to something more. But I don't necessarily believe that these sightings have anything to do with that.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I'm the same as you, Tommy. I think that there's some sort of life form out there, but I don't think they're flying spaceships.
Yeah, that might be something that came from the movies. And the funny thing is most of the sightings are in America. It's like, have the aliens chosen just America to hover their, you know, sources and whatever are over the top of, or are they also doing it in Africa and no one's noticing, or is it just the American imagination kind of fluffed up by Hollywood that's really getting out of control? What do you think?
There was a few sightings in Richmond yesterday with Jimmy and Nathan in a helicopter.
Unidentified flying, what is that? Oh my goodness.
Are they naked?
Wow.
Is that a tail?
The other thing we're doing on the podcast, guys, is this Freedom Day in the UK. So loosening up their final restrictions. People are going to clubs again in the UK, which is obviously great news. One of the clubbing capitals of the world, London, as we all know. But they're doing it at a time when COVID cases are going up dramatically. So they're at around 40, 50,000 cases a day while they're reopening. So those sort of figures are just unimaginable here, where we freak out at 10 cases. So it's a really interesting one to watch, because 54% of their population's fully vaccinated. So this is the next step in the strategy for countries that want to open up, you know, living in the reality of the Delta variant, which is not going away. So what they're watching is not so much the case numbers, but the hospitalization and death rates, which are much, much lower. But it's a pretty scary gamble.
Yeah, I was watching some stuff on it yesterday, Tommy, on the news, and they had all these epidemiologists who were saying that this will pretty much guarantee that they'll be getting at least 100,000 cases a day. Like that, and they're okay with this?
Yeah, it could quickly get to that point. No, a lot of people aren't okay with it. A lot of public health experts are saying the government's doing the wrong thing. And it's not a binary of like open up or not open up. They already had a lot of their freedom. So what the public health expert we speak to on the podcast says is that it's just these extra freedoms that are not really necessary right now. Like, we're able to do most of the things that we need to do in our lives. Going this one step further is almost waving the red flag at the bull, and they'd be better off holding off on those final elements of their freedom plan.
Does Boris own nightclubs?
I reckon he likes a nightclub or two.
he looks like he's always been on a weekend bender. Hair's sort of everywhere, disheveled, hands are shaky.
Yeah, he's got a real sort of Sunday morning hangover kind of vibe.
The funny thing Sunday was, scaries.
Yeah, right. Right as he was opening up the country, he had to go into a two-week isolation because one of his ministers got COVID. So there's so many paradoxes going on over there. It's classic Boris chaos, but it's a really important one for us to watch, because we're going to have to probably make the same trade-off at some point in the future, unless we all want to move to Tasmania.
Well, I mean, come down here, mate.
Yeah, so we got a spare room for you anytime, Tommy. Yeah.
Yeah, please. Tommy, thanks for joining us. Of course, The Briefing is available weekday mornings. Listen for free on the Listener app. Just search The Briefing Podcast. Tommy Tilley, we love you, mate. Thanks for joining us.
See you, boys.
I want to ask now on 131060, do you like oysters?
Yeah.
Because I think oysters are, I think, something people love or people hate. I don't feel like you can really be somewhere in the middle with them. Producer Grace joins in the studio. How do you feel about oysters?
Love oysters. Yeah. One of my favourite foods in the world.
I'm in the love oyster category as well. I will ask you, Nath, how do you feel about oysters?
Complete opposite then. I mean, if it's only love or hate, I'm definitely close to the hate category then.
Now,
if they're the only two options that you're giving me.
Well, there was something you said when we were planning the show this morning, before the show kicked off. I did ask Producer Grace, because I wasn't sure if you were going to say it or not, but do you remember what you said?
That I don't like oysters? No, I'll eat them, but I don't like them.
No, do you remember what I
asked? Oysters are wasted on me?
Oysters are wasted on
me,
yes.
There you go, yeah. I stand by that.
So yesterday we did go to Brilla Bay Oysters. We were given 12, a dozen. I polished off 11.
In the space of about 40 seconds.
We were filming it, and one of the guys were filming. He said, Jimmy, can you just slow down a bit?
Yeah. In the time it took me to pick up a piece of lemon, Jimmy had eaten 8.
Do you love my oysters? If you get a chance, go to Brilla Bay. They have some phenomenal oysters. Grace, you and I will have to go out there sometime.
Yes, absolutely.
And enjoy it.
Oh, they've got pies there too, so I'll just have a pie.
We walked in and Nath goes, look at those pies.
Yeah, and then looked at the guy and I was like, the pies look good.
You also said at one stage, you're like, do you reckon I could swap these oysters for some hot chippies?
Oh, absolutely.
Hot chippies.
I love hot chippies.
They're good, but they're not oysters, are they?
No, they're not. They're hot chips and they're better.
The reason I want to bring up oysters are wasted on you, though, Nath, very quickly. We went out for dinner with some friends who were visiting from the mainland a couple of months ago.
Mm.
And I went out with you and your partner, Meg, as well.
Yep.
And if Meg hates them even more than you.
She despises oysters.
So we got six oysters, and they were quite expensive. And you and Meg both had two of the six.
No, we had one each.
But you just said they're wasted on you.
They are wasted on
me. And even Meg was eating it, Grace, and she was
like... Well, that was her first ever oyster. She'd never eaten an oyster before.
I thought she had one before, and this was...
Oh, when she was hungover. So she wanted to give it a proper chance when she was sober.
Yeah, I don't know. I have had oysters hungover. It's still good.
Still good.
Yeah.
No. I got Maddie.
Plate of chips.
131060 is the number. I want to know if you like oysters or not. So I feel like you either love or you hate them. We've got Maddie from Primrose Sand. Maddie, how do you feel about oysters?
Yeah, mate, they're absolutely phenomenal. And it's Matt anyway. That's probably the reason I've had to get my job at Brilla Bay, just to support me, haven't mate?
Right. So did you say you work at Brilla Bay, Matt?
Yeah, mate.
Oh,
okay. This actually works out quite well.
That works really well, doesn't it?
So you work You work there right now, Matt?
No, I'm at SMT today, so I'm doing a bit of schooling today through work and whatnot. But yeah,
right. Okay, so when you work at a place that serves that many oysters, Matt, how do you control yourself if you love them so much?
Well, you know, you sort of just get a bit sick of them here and there, but you've got to have a bit of control in some sense, don't you?
No, you're so right.
Is there any chance, Matt? You reckon that you know we could win someone like Nath over? He could change his mind about oysters.
I don't know. It's up on there. I mean, Kilpatrick, maybe. I don't know.
Those ones aren't bad.
Kilpatrick is a waste of an oyster. Sorry, hot take.
That's what I reckon. I reckon the same there.
I reckon people who like
all the way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. People who like Kilpatrick don't like oysters.
Kilpatrick is a waste of bacon. Really. All right. 131060, jump on the phones. Right now, what's your opinion? Do you like oysters? Yes or no?
Now, for us right now, 131060, do you like oysters?
Mm.
This is after yesterday. We're exploring the off-season here in Tassie. Oh, excuse me.
Too many oysters, mate. Smelt that.
Yeah, no, yesterday we went to Brilla Bay. Now, you're not a massive fan.
No.
I think people fall in the love or hate category.
Yeah.
I feel like oysters are one of those things where you feel like you have to eat them.
Yeah, because everyone else is there. And the thing is...
You love being part of something.
I also just eat food.
Yeah.
You know, if it's edible, I'll eat it. There are many things I eat just because they're edible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yes, we're at Brilla Bay. It was so much fun. And we got given 12 oysters. I polished off 11.
Yeah.
You have one.
I had one.
So I just want to see if Hobart feels the same way. Do you love them or do you hate them?
All right, Michelle from Sanford. Oysters, where do you stand on them?
Love them. Don't like them. Love them.
Oh, yeah, see that?
Love them.
Okay. People who like them don't actually like them at all. They just say, oh, yeah, I like them. But they waste them. They eat them and they waste them.
This is what I was saying, Michelle. Oysters are wasted on me, I believe. That's why I let Jimmy have 11 of them yesterday.
Well, I'm with Jimmy. I would have smashed about. Look, we always get the platter out there at Barilla. They do the best oysters in town.
Yeah, they're so good, aren't they, Michelle? Yeah, I do get upset. Like, if sometimes we're out for dinner and stuff and Nath will just have an oyster because everyone else is having them.
Mm.
And I feel a little upset because I feel like they're just wasted on him. He's not enjoying them.
Yeah, no, that's when you get the stink eye from me over the table.
Michelle's giving you the stink eye.
Throwing stink eyes at me. Put away the stink eye, Michelle. Sam from Sorrel. Oysters, where do you stand on them, Sam?
No, I hate them. They're terrible. I'd rather eat fish food.
So this is what I mean. You love them or you hate them.
Sam, how many oysters do you reckon you've had in your life?
Oh, I know exactly how many I've had. I've had two and I was drunk both times. So
you almost need to be drunk. You need to be drunk to have them, Sam.
That's right. Otherwise, I'd cough it up. It's just to get it down. Ridiculous.
Yes.
My wife loves them. We go to Barilla Bay and she'll get the 18 oyster platter and she'll just demolish them. But no,
what,
I hate them.
What do you get when you're there, Sam?
Chippies.
Yeah, my man! My man, Sammy! I love you!
Is that your spirit animal, Nate?
Yes, Sam is my spirit animal. And Sam, much better consistency. They're not slimy. They don't slide down your throat, do they?
No, they're crunchy. They're delicious.
Oh, Sam, god damn it, I love you. Good. Genevieve from Tranmere. Genevieve, what do you think? Oysters, do you like them? Do you hate them?
Look, I used to despise them. I used to dry reach even thinking about them. But like anything, I think it's a mental game. If you think you hate something and you hated it last time, why not just give it a go? Because it might be just, you know, one day, like me, you absolutely just absolutely love them. But I think the key is going somewhere really good like Barilla Bay or getting the quality ones and just surrendering to it and not telling yourself in your mind that I'm going to hate this, I hated this last time.
Yeah, but if you have to go into something and convince yourself that you like it, I mean, is it worth it? Why not apply to Chippies, Genevieve?
Well, don't get me wrong, I'm a big chip fan. Legs and breast chips are the best ever. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I've had legs and breasts many a time on the way home. I love some L&Bs.
L's and B's. Okay, so Genevieve, you're completely converted now. You love oysters.
Absolutely. Good quality ones.
Okay.
Good quality
ones. Plate of oysters versus plate of chips. What do you take?
Plate of oysters.
Yeah, I love
really?
It.
That's a big turnaround, a huge turnaround.
Yeah, yeah, that's never happened.
Maybe there's still hope.
With a side of chips. With a side of chips.
No, you can't. It defeats the purpose of a would you rather. All right, Mick.
Both. I love both.
I don't think you understand, Genevieve, how a would you rather works. All right, Mick from Midway Point. Mick, wrap things up for us. Oysters. What do you think of them?
Hey, I'll tell you what. I've worked at Barilla Bay part time for a living. I shuck them every day. I'm about 40 dozen in at the moment. I work full-time at Muir's in Cambridge. I've ate 6 oysters in my life. I've shucked them for about 25 years. I hate them. I ate 6 one night and washed it down with a can of beer and they come back up exactly the same way.
All right, so you see them and work with them every day, Mickey, and you hate them.
Pretty much. I work with them every day. It's just, it's good money, mate. Like, I make good money off them, so.
But you hate them. Can't have them.
Can't stand them.
You kind of like
see them.
You're perfect. Perfect employee, though, Mick, aren't you? Like, I mean, your boss doesn't need to be worried about you, like, having a few to yourself. Like, you're not going to. Well,
knocking any off or anything.
Yeah,
no, you're not. That's why I could never work at Legs and Breasts. I mean, right.
Neither could I.
Good on you, Mickey.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.